Tony, taloha ni, talofa lava, mahalo le soifu ma le langi mama, kia orana, mahalo ele lei, whakahalofa lahi atu, talofa, koku mele mele puka, meo, mai te ama, e momo lava pinkia pe te tato tamana I te langi mo tana tauhinga, mana haka manu ianga, mo ki tato uma. Mo te ola ma te mahalohi ku maua ki tato, o ka tino ina tato tamohaina pe nei. Yeah. Once again, warm Pacific greetings to all our listeners. You are tuned in and listening to Te Ama Radio on Planet FM 104.6 or live streaming online at www.planetaudio.org.nz. Or if you missed the broadcast, listen for the next 7 days at www.planetaudio.org.nz/Te Ama Pacifica Health.
And this morning, talofa lava, te ama, say good morning to you all and praise God for this beautiful, lovely morning. And we are so blessed and privileged to have Suzanne Joseph as our guest speaker in the studio right here with me. Suzanne Joseph, Community and Workforce Development Coordinator at Countess Manukau District Health Board for Pacific Health Team. But before we continue, first of all, we must give thanks to God, our Heavenly Father, for the gift of life and the many blessings that He has bestowed upon us.
Amen.
Amen.
Mata, na na kai mai no hakuepo. Ah, we
Te ama, welcome back. And of course, our beautiful looking guest this morning is from the Paradise Island of Cook Islands. That's what she was telling me this morning. But let me introduce this, because she will be telling you a lot more about what she's doing and why she's doing it. The program that she is about to be talking about is called Train the Trainers Living Well Program. And so they may be only at the beginning of their course, but emerging leaders, participants, and Countess Manukau staff Susan and Joseph already have a clear idea of what makes a good leader. For senior Fana Ola advocates, Susan and Joseph, listening skills are essential, which is very, very true. So kia ora ana, and Bea Koe.
Kia ora ana, Fale. Thank you very much for giving me this opportunity to come on air and also to allow this time to let all our listeners, either here in New Zealand or all over the world. So, kia ora ana and a warm Pacific greetings to all our listeners. Yes, like what Fale was just saying before, that it is called the Train the Trainer Living Well Program. And this program, it has been run by the Lotu Mo'oe and community team, which I sit in this team. But in saying that, we've had this program since 2004 up to 2013, but the program has been refreshed. And I believe that this is one of the key vehicles within Counties Manukau to facilitate or to let our own Pacific people know that there is needs out there. So when I say there is needs out there, that's why we've come up with this program called the Living Well program. And I believe that this program is actually targeted to our Pacific communities within counties only, but unfortunately Auckland District Health Board and also Waitemata District Health Board have their own programs within these districts. So our target is our Pacific people. It doesn't really matter what age group, from 5 years right up to 80 or 90 years. And also we look at the high Pacific numbers and reach the others, and also high health needs and the leadership capability and also the capacity. And we're having this first information night, which will be held next week on the 13th, Monday the 13th of February, from 6 to 7:30 p.m. And this will be held at the Miramar Hospital and in our Learning and Development Centre, which is called the Ko'awa Tia. So the listeners out there, if you live in South Auckland, please, you can actually contact me on 021-221-6001. I'll repeat that number again, 021-221-6001. And my direct line is 259-3645. Repeat it again, 259-3645. So if you want to know more about this information night of the Train the Trainer Living Well program, you can actually contact me on these two numbers that I've just said.
Te ama, te alofa lava, and malo lele. Well, our listeners, you have already realized and hear how passionate Suzanne about the Living Well program targeting our Pacific communities. There's no age limit from 5 to 90 years old. Wow, there's your opportunity. And of course, as she was saying, the Learning and Development Center is called Te Awa Tea. But Suzanne, yes, thank you so much. But for the sake of our listeners, can you just tell us a little bit about yourself?
Yes, thank you, Fale. Yes, definitely. I've got four other siblings. I'm the youngest one. I'm the baby in the family. Oh. And my dad is Ota Tamapare Joseph, and he's from the island of Aitutaki in the Cook Islands. And also my mum is Ngatangata Puapirungokea, and she is from the island of Atiu and Akanga Maniki. But in saying that, one of my dad's encouragement is to go out and better our life for ourselves or for our families. So I believe through this encouragement of my dad, I've actually accomplished what he wanted for me. And I've completed a bachelor in social work, and also I've just completed a postgrad in public sector leadership, and now I'm planning to go into a try and complete public health masters. And I don't know when I'm planning of it this year, but you know, if we just keep delaying, we won't even get to our goals or to our aim that we have aimed for ourselves. So I believe, you know, if there is some young listeners out there, it would be an opportunity for you to apply or to work a goal or an aim for you towards, and this will benefit yourself. Then if you have a family, it will also benefit your family. And I believe as a role model for me as a mom to my children, this is a good area that I need to show my children. If I can do it, they can do it. Mm. So you're never too old to do anything. Mm. So yes, and
very good. Thank you. Thank you so much. You know, already you are encouraging our listeners, especially challenging those young ones. You know, you spoke about your father. You know, parents always want to do the best and give the best for the children. And you have accomplished that. And your father would be very, very pleased about your accomplishment. And their bachelor again that you were saying?
It's bachelor in social work.
Social work.
Yeah. Oh, wow. So I've got a social worker background. Yeah.
As well. Mm. So there you go, our listeners, especially the young ones with little children. Suzanne have her own children and siblings. She has four, and she brought them up, and they're beautiful children, and she's still able to accomplish this bachelor in social work. Congratulations, and thank you. A very, very good role model. And a little bit more about where you're coming from. Aitutaki, is it where people say if you've been to Rarotonga and you haven't, or to the Cook Islands, and you haven't been to Aitutaki, you haven't been to the Cook Islands. Is that true?
That is true. Oh. Aitutaki is one of the, I guess, draw attractions for our tourists.
Yes.
So it's got a beautiful, beautiful lagoon, beautiful little atoll islands, which we call it Amotu. So, yes, indeed, it's a beautiful island. If you haven't been to Aitutaki, that means you haven't been to the Cook Islands.
So what are you doing here?
Well, I guess I came here to further my education. Not only that, I've got boys with hemophilia, which is a blood disorder, and we don't have the facilities like what we have here in New Zealand. That was the main thing that my family moved here to New Zealand. But I guess one day, I'll be going back home.
Yes.
I really want to go back home and be at home, and also to serve my own Cook Island community or my Cook Island people. But Lord's will, I'll be going back. But I don't know when.
No place like home, and the sacrifice that you've made, especially for your child that needed professional treatments here in New Zealand. And you've got it all sorted. Yeah. And there you are. I got my listeners. Joseph... Suzanne Joseph, who is the passionate worker for the Train the Trainers Living World program. She's making some plans to return to the home island sometimes later. That is so good. So tell us a bit more about this Train the Trainer Living World program.
Yes, the Train the Trainer Living Wild program, like what I've said, we are targeting those age groups. But I believe that if you want to lead something, you need to be the leading role. So I guess then it's us, the parents, or it's us, the leaders within the community. I mean, so this information night is actually to let all our Pacific communities, what are we actually going to do during this? It's a 12-week program. And through this 12-week program, there will be four nights of workshop, which is an hour. And that's on the 27th of February, one there, one on the 13th of March, 27th of March, and the final one is on the 10th. So when I talk about the workshop, it's actually planning and implementing it at the same time. But when I say planning, it's planning to the groups or to the members, how it will fit within your members. So you as a leader, so you as a mom or as a dad or as an older brother, you plan what can fit according to your members or according to your group. So I guess then the trainings will actually also start on Tuesdays. And there are 3 days of training. It's Tuesday mornings, Thursday mornings, and also Saturday mornings, but it runs from 6 to 7 a.m. in the morning. So for Tuesdays and Thursdays, all these trainings will be held at the Ellen Brewster's Recreation Center in Papatoi. The ones on Saturday mornings, this will be held on different grounds. It's either on the beach, in the park, it will be all over in Auckland or in South Auckland. And sometimes we do come out Central Auckland and also West Auckland. So I guess participating in these trainings, you will see then yourself as a leader what will fit for your own group.
That's awesome, Suzanne. So it's, you're looking at training people to become those leaders, quality leaders that's needed in the community, like you're saying, families, groups, churches. So yes, this program also will be available for the church leaders.
That's right. It's available for everyone. Mm. Either you're a church leader, or a leader within a cultural group, a leader in sports, or like I was saying, a leader for your siblings, or a leader in how we have all these family reunions. Mm. If you're a chairperson for your family and you want your family to live longer or to have a good living well program within your own family, you are mostly welcome. But in saying that, also the different supermarkets, I've had a meeting with the human resources, with the Bunnings Hardware in South Auckland only. So they are on this list. They'll be on board. And I believe that a lot of our Pacific people, Pacific staff are working within these areas. So if there is anyone from Countdown, Packing Save, or wherever all these big supermarkets, warehouse, you're mostly welcome to contact me and I can give you more information, say, about this Train the Trainer Living Program.
Suzanne, is there a cost?
No. Oh, that's a good question. No, there is no cost at all. The only cost is your commitment, your time. If you will come, you know, committing yourself to the full workshop throughout the 12 weeks training that we're going to have. So that's only 4 nights. That's Monday nights. Mm. And also the commitment time that you have Tuesdays, Thursdays, and also Saturday morning. But in saying that, I believe that we have the Seventh-day Adventists. We do cater for them too. So what we've encouraged our Seventh-day Adventist church, you can come to Tuesdays and Thursdays morning because we believe that Saturday is your Sabbath. Yes. So we actually cater for everyone.
Mm. Oh, so good. I spoke to somebody who was actually a Seventh-day Adventist who was actually in the program Lutumoi, you know, the health program where they had chips and nutrition and all that and exercises. And the mention of Lutumoi again is like, that... can we participate? So what I'm saying is, would you have any flyers or that we can hand out or advertise, especially in the churches, so they can put up for...
Yes, yes, we do. I can send that to you by email.
Yes.
Or if I can get the contact numbers or the email addresses, I can actually send these flyers, send it out today.
Yes.
The earliest today, because the training information night, that's just information night next Monday. So it would be good for anyone just to come and check it out. Maybe you'll say that you wouldn't be able to do it. But if you come yourself, then you, because it's no good me telling, but it will be good to you to come and see.
Right.
To sit and listen to the information sees.
And just listening so far, you know, it's really exciting. The fact that Lord Jamori is back and taking up these programs again. And so for the leaders that are listening, for their email address, can you give us your email address? Is that all right for
them to? Yes, definitely. So my email address is Suzanne, S-U-Z-A-N-N-E dot Joseph, J-O-S-E-P-H, at Middlemore, M-I-D-D-L-E-M-O-R-E dot co dot N-Z. So it's Suzanne dot Joseph at Middlemore dot co dot N-Z.
Thank you, Suzanne, for that. And tell us a bit more. And I know that people will be listening, and they're already the list for registration will be
increasing.
Yes.
definitely. Folly, we have had quite a few churches that interested, not only the churches, even we're trying. We are having this early childhood centers meeting, network meeting, which will take place on Wednesday, and we are going to promote this within our early childhood centers, because we do believe too it's better to start younger than to wait during our age. But in saying that, so it's everyone that's willing or that's really passionate about committing themselves into being a leader or a role model to lead for our Pacific communities or for your own families, to be part of this Living Well physical activity program. So, yes, I'm looking forward to get some phone calls or to see some emails. And, it's only an hour and a half that we're asking for you for next Monday from 6 to 7:30 p.m.
Well, to our beautiful listeners, you have been listening to Suzanne Joseph, Community and Workforce Development Coordinator at Countess Manukau District Health Board for the Pacific Health Team. Kia ora, now we'll be right back.
Oh, yeah.
Sakalofalahayatu and Kiorana Train the Trainer Living World Program. You have been listening to Suzanne Joseph, Community and Workforce Development Coordinator at County Simanukau District Health Board for the Pacific Health Team. And kia ora and welcome back, Suzanne.
Thank you, Fali. I think I'll just talk more about this Train the Trainer program. Because we're having this information night on the 13th of February, we will also, I spoke about the 12-week program, which starts on the 14th of February, which is Tuesday morning. But in saying that, this is also, it leads up, if you are interested to go to the Rotorua Marathon, which will be in April, you are mostly welcome to participate that, but in saying that, unfortunately, we're not able to pay for your fees for this. And I believe for half a marathon, which is 21 kilometers, it is $100. And for a full marathon, 26 kilometers, for a full marathon, which is 52 kilometers, that is $140. So if you come to the information night, you can actually ask, because we have contracted the Temple Ministries and they are the one running the program alongside with the Lotomoyan community team. So if you have any interest of participating in this Rotorua Marathon, you're mostly welcome to. Otherwise, you can actually reach me on my email or my telephone, my contact numbers, and I'll be able to give you more information on this. So we're not saying that for you to be part of the marathon, but we are just recommending, if you are interested, you're mostly welcome to be part of this. And I believe then preparing ourselves are one of the most important things that we need to do for going on to do a marathon like this.
And the cost of the 21 kilometers?
26 kilometers,
yeah,
is $100.
And 52
is $140.
Wow.
Yeah, so let me know, contact me, and I'll be able to give you more information about this marathon that's coming up in April. So you might as well say you prepare yourself. By the time April comes, you can run, you can walk. Mm. There is no one to judge you how you're going to do it. So it's all up to you how you're going to do this marathon.
And that is not a lot of money, you know, to invest in yourself.
Exactly,
yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I believe you can do part payments, but don't wait until the last minute that you want to do the part payments, because there is a cut-off date to pay your fees. So in saying that, Fale, I also have our Rotomoyan and community calendar. For when I say calendar, the type of workshops or other things that's happening within this Rotomoyan program. So if churches or community groups, culture groups, any sports group are willing to have a Well Women's workshop. So these are only targeted to our women's. We'll be able to facilitate breast cancer and also screening for women's, and also the TAHA, which is the Pacific Maternal and Child Health, Oral Health, and Living Smoke-Free, and also cardiovascular risk and assessments. So this workshops, if you do need it in within your churches or your community groups, you can also contact and let me know. But I, in the past, last year, we did have some SDA churches that we went and spoke and promoted about what they wanted us, what was their needs within their own churches, and that was a excellent outcome that we've had a feedback from these SCA churches. Mm-hmm. And also we have the Wild Women's Wild Means workshop. Mm-hmm. So these focus options are the prostate cancer, cardiovascular, arthritis, gout, smoke-free, and also the TAHA, Pacific Maternal and Child Health. So I believe these are some of the priorities that we see for our women and men's health within our Pacific communities. And we also do a youth youth focus too, and focus is the same with the Well Women's, but we also bring in the drug and alcohol, mental health, youth suicide, healthy relationships, and health careers. And I believe that if you are willing to do this within your group, please do contact me, and I will set a time for these services to come and do a health promotion or otherwise a presentation within the areas that you need services or to be facilitated to your members or community groups.
Very good. So leaders can have access to that calendar of yours, especially now that we have access to your email and also the telephone numbers again, please. Suzanne?
My telephone number? Mm-hmm. My landline is 259-3645. And my cell phone number, 021-221-6001. And my email address is suzanne.joseph@meromore.co.nz. So your question about the leaders having an access to our calendar, no, unfortunately, I'm not able to send that calendar. This calendar is for our team only. But in saying that, my encouragement here is those are the different workshops that we have. So if you want any workshops concerning health issues within your churches or community groups, we can actually get someone to come in and provide their services for your own community groups. Yes.
Suzanne, why are you so passionate about what you're doing? And what is the purpose of all this, you know, wonderful program that you're putting out? Especially it's free.
Yes, I believe that, you know, our Pacific peoples, even Maori and Pacific communities, are very high risk in diabetes, high blood pressure, name it, cardiovascular problems, kidney problems, lung problems. It's all the risk factors that we have within our Pacific communities. But not only that, we have so much referrals that we have from my own island, from the Cook Islands, that's been referred on this side. So also myself, for my own family, my dad's family has a diabetic history, high blood pressure. Even my mum's family has all these risk factors that we have within our own families. So I believe that's why I'm so passionate to minimize those risk factors instead of getting to the teens very, because you know us PIs, we wait until we're in a bad situation. That's when that's the same with my own family, speaking from my own experience with my family. My dad died with diabetes, and also my sister, she's a netball player, well known in the Cook Islands, been the captain of the Cook Island netball team in those years. She died of diabetes, turned into kidney failure. She had a heart failure. Then my niece, her own daughter, passed away a year after when she passed away with high blood pressure and diabetes. So that's why, I guess that's why I'm so passionate about it. I'm helping others. If I cannot help myself, how can I go out and help others? So again, it will fall back on as a role model within my own families.
Thank you so much for that. Yes, as long as I've known you, Suzanne, you have always had that passion in helping people, and you have a reason, you know, to be able, you have the experience, and you know, and that's why you are so passionate again about this program, Train the Trainers Living Well program. It's all about well-being, it's all about maintaining good health, it's all about living it and, you know, practicing, not just talk about it, but to actually live it, walking the talk, eh? Yeah, thank you so very much.
Yeah, just to add on, Fale, like I think I've spoke so much about physical activity, and I believe that eating is part of this too. It's your nutrition. Physical activity, eating goes together as one, because Of course, you can train hard out.
Yeah.
But when you come back home and what you've sweated out, then you go back home and eat again and try and put more in into your system. So I guess physical activity and nutrition goes together. It balances together with this train-the-trainer program.
Yeah, and especially holistically, there are four dimensions to the whole being. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so we need to look after. We can't talk about mental health and you know, and not talking about spiritual health, spiritual way, physical health and emotion, social. So this is really good. It's a good reminder. You know, things that we supposed to have already know, but and I know that. You have other appointments to attend to, but for your passion and your love for your people, that you've made time to be here, and we would like to invite you back, to come in to talk more, and especially to promote what other activities or other programs that you have, for our listeners.
Yes. Oh, thank you so much, Fale. Yes, of course, definitely. I will come back again, and I think I should bring one of my colleagues to be with me in the next radio interview. Yes, just want to thank you, Fale, for giving me this opportunity. I guess I'm here to help, to encourage. I'm not here to judge others, but just to have that word of encouragement, like it says in Proverbs, train up a child that you want child to do, and this child will never depart from it. Mm-hmm. And then you did mention about the spiritual side, of course. Definitely, if we are not fit physically, and how can we be fit spiritually? Mm-hmm. So there has to be a balance with physical and also with spiritually. And that's why I've quoted that verse that, we are all the children of God. So if we get trained, if our mindset changes, it will better our life. It will better our spiritual walk with God. Mm. So, yes, I will leave that Proverbs with whoever is listening out there to encourage ourselves. Mm. Yes. Meitaki ma'ata, Fale.
Meitaki ma'ata. And also, Suzanne, the way that you have presented these programs, the trainers, living well, and you yourself walk that talk. You've always full of laughter, happy. We know when you're around, we could hear you laughing, sort of thing. Well, laughter is the best medicine, isn't it?
That's right.
And I know that you just put a smile on somebody's face. You've always been that way, so passionate about caring for people and also sharing your experience from within your own family. Mm. So it's really encouraging because we all do suffer some kind of illness,
That's right.
Whether it's mental illness, physical illness, a lot of us women have cancer. Mm. Before, nobody would talk about cancer. Mm,
that's right.
And now
it's open. Mm. Mm. So you're definitely right there, Fale, because I believe that there's never been a hidden agenda. Because how can you improve yourself if you keep hiding this? I think it may be hiding or too shy to come out of our shyness, because a lot of our Pacific people are so shy, or maybe stubborn is another word, because I've seen that with my own family. I'm just talking from my own experience. Mm-hmm. But once we get too late, then we realize we shouldn't have done that here. Mm-hmm. So thank you.
Yeah, and so you certainly speak what you are presenting this morning as a trainer, as a coordinator, and to our beautiful listeners, you've been listening to Suzanne Joseph, who is the Community and Workforce Development Coordinator at County's Manukau District Health Board for the Pacific Health Teams. One last question. What would you like your listeners to take away with them from this presentation? Just one thing.
Okay, well, one thing is, get on board, be part of it, make a 2017 resolution. What is your 2017 resolution? So I believe make a change.
make a change for yourself and your family. Thank you.
Make a change. And as she also said, bring up a child the way that he should go. And when he is old, he will not depart from it. So on behalf of Te Ama, we thank you so much, Susan Joseph. And may God also continue to bless you as you continue also to serve him and his people in our communities. And to our beautiful listeners, I'll be right back.
Con you, baby, de fe aquí hay esta palabra.